Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we're watching tomorrow. I'm your host, and today we are breaking down a session that felt like a breath of fresh air for the bulls. Tech leadership is back, inflation is cooling, and the charts are waking up. Let's dive in.
I am pumped to discuss this. It feels like the market finally picked a lane, at least for the day. We had the S&P 500 up 0.8%, reclaiming key levels, and the NASDAQ rallying 1.4%. The big question is, was this just a relief bounce? Or the start of the next leg up?
That is the question. And look, we can't talk about this session without talking about the elephant in the room, Micron. I mean, wow.
Oh, absolutely. Micron didn't just beat estimates, they shattered them. The stock was up over 10%. They're talking about a multi-year supercycle in memory driven by AI. They've sold out their high bandwidth memory supply through 2026. This gave the entire semiconductor space a massive lift. We saw SanDisk, Seagate, Western Digital, all catching a bid.
It's that AI trade rejuvenation we've been waiting for. But it wasn't just the chips, right? We had some macro tailwinds helping out too.
Right. The CPI print. It was a bit messy because of missing October data, but the year-over-year numbers slowed to 2.7%. That is exactly what the Fed wants to see. Combined with jobless claims coming in at 224,000, a low firing environment, it validates the case for a December rate cut. The market loved that.
So we have a Goldilocks macro backdrop and a blowout earnings report. But I noticed something interesting on the leaderboard. Consumer discretionary actually outperformed tech.
Sharp eye. That sector was up 1.8%. You had the mega caps like Tesla and Amazon doing the heavy lifting, but there were specific stories too. Lululemon popped over 3% after reports that Elliott Investment Management built a billion-dollar stake. And Starbucks is gaining traction with its turnaround plan. So money is rotating into growth, not just safety.
However, I have to play devil's advocate here. It wasn't green across the board. Energy took a hit.
Yeah, energy was the outlier, down 1.4%. It's been a seesaw market. Remember, the sectors that lagged today were the leaders yesterday. It's choppy. We are seeing rotation, not necessarily a rising tide lifting every boat. That's why stock selection is so critical right now.
Got it. So let's get technical. The S&P 500 reclaimed its 50-day moving average. How significant is that?
It is huge for sentiment. That level is around 6,765. Closing above that puts the bulls back in control technically. But we aren't out of the woods. For the SPY ETF, I am watching resistance right at 677.85. If we clear that, we could squeeze. On the downside, support is sitting at 675.30. We need to hold that to maintain this momentum.
And for the NASDAQ, the Qs?
For the Qs, resistance is at 610.63. If we break that, it's blue skies. Support is tight at 607.75. But here is the thing. Volatility, the VXX, is ticking up slightly. It suggests traders are still a bit nervous about a rug pull, so manage your risk.
Okay, let's get tactical. For the traders listening who want to be active tomorrow, where is the smart money going? What are the setups?
I'm seeing a very interesting rotation into insurance. Names like KNSL and TRV. They showed broad relative strength into the close. KNSL specifically, if we see a pullback to the 394 level that holds, it's a buy. Or, if it reclaims 397 with volume, it's a breakout trade targeting 400 plus. It's a grind-up tape for these names.
Insurance. Not the flashiest sector, but money is money. What about something with a bit more velocity?
You want velocity? Look at the crypto and biotech momentum plays. CONI trended up all afternoon. If it holds over 61, it could push to 63. And in biotech, BMNZ had a strong momentum close. Watch for a squeeze through 2310. These are high beta plays, so keep stops tight.
Love it. Any areas to avoid? Where is the trap?
Precious metals and miners. They faded hard into the close on higher volume. Names like WPM and NUGT. That signals distribution. I'd avoid trying to be a hero on the long side there until they prove they can hold a bid. The momentum just isn't there right now.
Solid advice. So recap, tech is leading. Inflation is cooling. Watch the insurance breakout for consistency and be careful with the miners.
Exactly. We have the wind at our backs after today, but this market is volatile. Watch those levels on the SPY. 678 is the key to unlock the next leg. Plan the trade, trade the plan.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's a wrap for today. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow. Good luck out there, and we will catch you in the next session.